主跟根基。
For the church will be the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以我们所传的信息啊，要百分之百完全按照圣经。
Therefore, the message that we preach must be according to the Bible 100%.
基督的身体要彰显基督的能力。
That the body of Christ must manifest the power of Christ.
福音本是神的大能。
And the gospel is the mighty power of God.
要来拯救一切相信的人。
That it shall save anyone who believes.
这是神的能力，让我们能够得到神的救恩。
And because of God's power, that today we receive His salvation.
也能够引导人来信主。
And through His power, He guides us to believe in Him.
所以真教会自开始以来啊，在各地方显明神的能力作为。
So from the establishment of True Jesus Church, we have manifest the power of God everywhere.
要来证实啊，这是神所应许的真道。
To prove that this is the truth that God has promised.
按照但以理书里面说啊，末世列国还在的时候，神要兴起一个国度。
According to the prophecies in the book of Daniel, at the end time, while all the kingdom remains, God will arise another kingdom.
啊，这个国度要存到永远，永远不败坏。
And this kingdom will last forever and never corrupt.
阿摩斯书也说啊，要把大卫倒塌的帐幕重新建造起来。
In the book of Amos also said that the falling tent of David shall one day be reestablished.
来堵住各样的破口
，so that it can stand and block all the breach.
所罗门的所建的圣殿呐、啊，后来被拆毁掉。
The temple that was built by Solomon was later destroyed.
七十年以后啊，神造应许让古内叫以色列人回去重建圣殿。
After 70 years, according to the promise of the Lord, King Cyrus allowed the Israelites to rebuild the temple.
应许说啊，这个末后的殿啊，要大过他的荣耀，要大过先前的荣耀。
And according to his promise, the later temples shall receive more glory than that of the previous.
教会就是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
使徒时代的教会啊，后来因为道理变质。
That the church in the apostolic time, their truth has changed.
但是神按照应许啊，在末后要重建属灵的真教会。
But according to his prophecy, his promise, at the end time, God will reestablish his church.
这个教会后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And the glory of the later church shall exceed that of the previous.
昨天下午的祷告会啊，柯传道就告诉我们。
Yesterday in the afternoon prayer, Pastor Cole had taught us.
启示录就是谈到末世教会跟末世的事情。
In the book of Revelation, it mentioned about the church, at the end time.
所以启示录就是末世真教会的预言。
Revelation is the prophecy for the church at the end time.
所以白马出现，还有入出之地的天使啊，都是主的真教会。
When the white horse appeared and also the angel came from east, prefigurate the rise of the true church.
耶稣说啊，我另外还有羊不在这个羊圈里面。
Jesus Christ said, I have sheep that's not in the fold yet.
我要把他们带来，合为一群，归一个牧人。
And I shall bring them back to come under the hand of the same shepherd.
所以真教会啊，真教会有它的时代使命。
Therefore, for the true church, it has the mission of its generation.
第一个就是强调圣灵的凭据。
First of all, we emphasize on the evidence of the Holy Spirit.
一般的教会都认为说，我信的时候就有圣灵了。
Most of other denominations believe that when you believe in Christ, you receive Holy Spirit.
但这个跟属徒时代他们领受的圣灵完全不一样的。
In this case, the Holy Spirit is quite different than that of the apostolic time.
属徒第二章啊，他们得圣灵的时候啊，还能够按着圣灵所述的口才啊讲起属灵的话语。
According to Acts chapter 2, when the apostles receive Holy Spirit, they can speak an unknown tongue.
所以真教会啊，所得到的圣灵是完全跟属徒时代一样。
The Holy Spirit that we receive in the true church is identical, compared to that of the apostolic church.
因为宝贝啊，真理已经出现。
For the treasure, the truth has been revealed.
所以我们已经领受了，我们要强调圣灵的根据啊。
Now, since we have received the treasure, now we have emphasized on the evidence of the Holy Spirit.
我们强调要归回圣经。
We talk about we emphasize on returning to the truth in the Bible.
所以我们要把道理传得全备。
So that our truth must be complete.
还要让人呐、啊、能够看到复活的基督。
So that other people can see the resurrected Christ in us.
曾经有一段时间，很多西方的教会啊，大家不上教堂。
There was a period of time that in the Western society, people refused to go to church.
因为他们体会不到神。
Because they cannot feel God.
所以有人说啊，神死了。
Therefore, some proclaim that God is dead.
虽然现在很多人上教堂。
Nowadays, many people did attend service in.
但是实际上没有真正体会到神的同在。
But hardly anyone ever received abidance of God.
虽然最近有一些所谓的灵恩运动。
In the recent decades, we have so-called Holy Spirit movement.
但是我们看到那个不是真正神的灵的工作。
But we can see that that's not the true work.Of God's Spirit.
但是神的能力作为啊，彰显在真教会里面。
God's work and His power manifest in the true church.
所以我们要让万人啊，能够认识复活的基督在这里。
So that we must be able to show all nations the resurrected Christ.
很多虔诚的基督徒啊，他们查考道理，得到体验呢、啊，就归入神的教会。
So that for those devoted Christians, after they study the truth, they will return to the true church.
我们来谈一下过去教会的一些历史的回顾。
Now we shall talk about the church history.
我们昨天晚上啊，已经有讲过，我们教会是从1917年开始。
As we mentioned that last night, our church was established in 1917.
神借着早期的一些工人呐、啊，开始传道理。
Through the early workers.God has spread out His gospel.
那他们只是神所用的工人，他们不是真教会的创始者。
And those four workers, they were the vessels used by God. They are not the founder of our church.
虽然他们工作的时间很短呐、啊，但是真教会还是存在下来。
Although they only work for a short period of time, but God's church remains.
因为真教会是神借着圣灵亲自设立。
Because the true church was established by God through His Holy Spirit.
那经过十年的时间呢、啊，很快的就把道理传遍整个中国。
In a short period of 10 years, gospel was spread throughout entire China.
因为神的能力作为很大。
Because God has manifested His great power.
所以有的一个省啊，就上千间的教会。
So that even in one province, there are more than thousands of our church.
十年以后啊，1926年的时候啊，开了一次大会。
After 10 years, in the year of 1926, they have held a conference.
那一次的大会对我们教会非常重要。
And that particular conference.Is extremely important to our church.
建立了整个教会的组织体系。
That in that conference we have established the basic structure of our organization.
开始神学会啊训练传道人才。
Now we start training the theological students.
另外一个就是出版刊物啊，重视文宣的工作。
Also we emphasize on literature ministry that we start publisha lot of church materials.
因为这三个工作啊，影响到我们整个教会的发展。
And because of these three major tasks, it affects the development of our church greatly.
后来虽然中国的大陆啊失去自由。
After a while, China has lost its religious freedom.
神却感动在台湾的一些工人呐、啊，负起世界宣道的一些责任。
But God has moved the workers in Taiwan to take on the challenge and the responsibility of spreading the gospel.
所以在1967年呢、啊，在台湾开世界代表大会第一次。
In 1967, we have held the firstWorld Delegate Conference in Taiwan.
他开始做世界工作的一些联络。
And then we start the communication and connections for the gospel to spread throughout the world.
1975年的第二次大会啊，就成立了联合总会。
In 1975, in the second World Delegate Conference, we have established the International Assembly.
1989年啊，就把联合总会的总部啊搬到美国来。
In the year of 1989, we relocate the International Assembly to America.
为着从事世界宣道的一些工作。
To better assist the world ministry.
感谢主啦，2006年就是今年呢，我们看到喜乐坡教会把他们建堂完成，这个月会献堂礼。
Thank God that in the year of 2006, which is this year, that Hillsborough has completed their construction.
因为联合总会跟地方教会啊合购一个15英亩的土地。
That the local church, along with the International Assembly, has joined to purchase a land of 15 acres.
啊，分三期的计划要建堂。
And they have three different stages of plans to build their construction.
啊，目前是第一期的计划完成。
So far, we have completed the first phase.
将来联合总会总部会搬到那里去。
That later on, the IA, the International Assembly, will be relocated.
我们也计划在那边设立全球性的训练中心。
And we also plan to build a training center in Hillsborough.
三月份的联总负责人会啊，就先通过计划开办神学生的训练。
National Church Conference in March has decided that we will start with a theological training program there.
十月份的时候，再一次的会议通过了以后，准备11月华文招生。
That in October, once we have passed another meeting, in November we will send out we will notify all the churches and recruit for the TTP students.
然后我们这一次的训练包括一般的传道人才，还有各样圣工的人才。
In this particular training, we are recruiting for full-time minister and also workers in all different aspects.
包括文宣啦、教育啦、辅导。
Including literature ministry and religious education.
所以弟兄跟姐妹都可以报名。
So that both brothers and sisters can feel free to register.
啊，主要是帮助西方的国家的总会啊，来训练各样的人才。
Mainly is to help the church in the West Hemisphere to train holy workers in all different areas.
因为我们在世界宣道工作上很需要各方面的人才。
Because we do need all kinds of talents in our world evangelism.
那目前我们联合总会啊有6个部门。
And at this point, our International Assembly has 6 departments.
啊，有3个部门是在美国。
In 3 of them located in United States.
西半球宣教部。
Which is the West Hemisphere Evangelical Center.
文宣部。
Literacy department, literature department.
啊，还有财务部。
And also the financial department.
东宣部是在马来西亚一个马来西亚总会的总负责兼任。
And it's for the East Hemisphere is in Malaysia.
训练部跟总务部是在台湾。
That the training department, also the general departments are located in Taiwan.
我们目前有7个总会，4个联络处。
At this point, we have 7 general assembly and 4
coordination board.
We have a 4 coordination board.
另外还有很多的传教区呀、开拓区。
And also we have many other pioneering areas.
大概2年有一次的世界代表大会。就商讨整个全球圣工的计划。
In every 2 years, we hold a world delegate conference to discuss for the future plans and strategy.
那过去我们教会有一些特色。
In the past, we have certain special features in our church.
第一个就是很重视祷告。
First of all, we emphasize on prayer.
啊，能够祈求圣灵的能力。
So that we can receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们早期的工人啊，他们很重视禁食祷告。
Especially our early workers, they emphasized a lot on fasting prayer.
所以满得圣灵的能力啊，神迹奇事很明显。
Therefore, they have received abundant, they have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
好多人啊，禁食30天、39天。
Many people fast for 30 days, 39 days.
所以得到啊。圣灵的能力啊，把福音很快的传开。
They have received great power through from the Holy Spirit, and they preach the gospel rapidly.
我们读到神启示很多宝贵的真理。
And we also receive a lot of revelations of the truth from the Lord.
有的人说啊，除了圣经以外，不再有启示了。
Many people claim that other than the Bible, there are no other revelation.
没有错。
That's true.
因为圣经是神借着圣灵启示古圣徒把神的话留下来
Because the Bible is the revelation from God through the ancient saints
但是圣经好像封住的书卷一样
But the Bible is also like a sealed scroll
说拿给书住的人看说我看不懂
That you bring the book to those who can read They say I cannot read
拿给不识字的人说我不识字
And if you bring that to the illiterate, they say that I'm illiterate, I cannot read.
所以如果没有神的灵啊，没有人能够了解神的事情。
Without the Spirit of God, no one can comprehend the work of God.
所以虽然很多神学家在研究啊，但是他们对很多圣经的道理也没有办法把握。
Many theologians spend their life to study God's words, but they cannot understand.
感谢主，我们有圣灵啊，可以帮助我们进到真理里面。
Thanks the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit to help us to enter into the truth.
我们教会很多的真理啊，都是从圣经来，都很清楚的圣经根据。
That the truths in our church are all from the Bible, and they have a clear biblical evidence.
不是研究出来。
This is not something that we drill and we study.
而是圣灵亲自启示我们。初期的功能
It's not the teaching that we invent But the inspiration of the Holy Spirit
所以既然是从神那里来的就不改变了
Since the truth we receive directly from God
所以我们
do not change
教会的一些基本信仰从领受到现在没有改变过
So the basic doctrine of our church has never been changed since the day that we received
因为神的话没有似而又非的
Because God's word is never ambiguous
因为神的道只有一事
Now God's word is absolute
我们很多人呐、啊，得到很多神宝贵的恩典。
Many of us receive great mercy and grace of God。
很多人呐、啊，是在急难病痛、已经走投无路的时候来信主。
Many people come and believe in the Lord in time of their desperation。
所以感受到神的爱、神的能力在身上。
They have experience.God's power and God's love.
所以信徒很热心传道理。
Therefore, the believers preach the gospel rather zealously.
那都是借着信徒啊，个人把福音啊，一族都传开。
Through personal evangelism, we have spread the gospel.
啊，因为圣灵跟神迹随着啊，所以福音就很快的广传。
Now, because we have the abundance of the Holy Spirit and the miracles, therefore the gospel was spread rapidly.
我们一方面很重视人才的训练。
In one hand, we emphasize on the training of holy workers.
所以小孩子从小的时候到大，有一贯的宗教教育体系。
Therefore, we have developed.A sequential religious education that we implement for our children.
啊，在假期的时候也有各样的训练活动。
Also in all the holidays and vacations, we have all type of seminars.
另外，神学院啊，栽培专职的传道人员。
Also through the theological school, we also cultivate a full-time minister.
啊，这都是。跟我们整个世界宣道的工作啊，能够不断的扩展，有逐渐的关系。
And all this work of training are related to the expansion of our evangelical work in the world.
那真教会的另外一个特色啊，就是一家的精神。
Another specialty about our church is the spirit of oneness.
所以全球的教会啊，都是一体的。
That all the churches in the world are all one family.
所以我们无论到哪里去呀、啊，都好像回到自己的家一样。
Therefore, wherever we go, it's like returning home.
那所以对人才啦，或者是财力方面呢、啊，也是整个教会啊互相的支援。
Therefore, for the workers and also in terms of finance, we also assist one another.
所以每一个总会联络处啊，他们每年都可以。推荐一些啊工人啊由总会由联络总会把他派到开拓的地方。
Therefore, every year, each GA will recommend some workers, and then the International Assembly will send them to work in different parts of the world.
那在很多啊宣道的工作啊需要很多的经费。
And of course, all this evangelical work require a lot of funding.
我们弟兄姊妹啊，因为感念神的恩啊。 奉献特别热心。
And our brothers and sisters have felt the love and the grace of the Lord, therefore we offer zealously.
一般的教会大概都是从西方啊传到东方去。
Most of the denomination was preached from the west to the east.
很多东方的教会啊都是接受外来的援助。
And therefore, for most of the Eastern Christians, they receive help and support from the Western Church.
但是真教会从开始啊就设立了一个自立自养助传的目标。
But since the beginning of the establishment of our church, we have set up a goal that we will be independent, self-sufficient, and also self-proclaiming.
所以大部分的一些地区啊啊都是自己。来建设啊，自己传粮啊，自己盖会堂。
So in most of the area that they will spread, they will preach the gospel, build their own chapels all on their own.
他们自己本身的努力啊，然后再加上其他地方的帮助。
With their hard work plus some assistance from other regions to make it possible.
我们每一个地方的教会的建设啊，大概是同样的一个模式。
Now we have the same module applied to most of the regions.
我们对未来的一些展望。
And we have some of our future perspectives.
请看马太福音二十四章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
说这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。虽然现在一般的基督教啊，可以说世界各地都传遍。
That most of the nowadays we have the Christianity has spread throughout most of the world.
但是我们知道那个道理并不完全。
But as we know that the teaching, the truth that they preach is not complete.
也缺乏全备的道理啊，没有圣灵的凭据。
And they are lack of the evidence of the Holy Spirit and the complete truth.
那这个天国的福音啊，是全备的福音。
But the gospel of the heavenly kingdom is a perfect gospel.
真正啊，生命之道啊，能够受罪之道。
It's a teaching of life, a teaching of redemption.
能够带给人。真正享受永生福气的。
That this truth will bring the everlasting peace to everyone.
这正是我们所传的道理。所以彼得说，这个是神的真恩呐。
That this is the teaching, the truth that we are spreading. Therefore, Apostle Peter said, this is the grace of the Lord.
所以要把它传遍到天下。
That it says that we must preach the gospel to all the nations.
向万民做见证，然后主耶稣要再临。
To testify to all nations, and then Jesus Christ will come again.
所以我们相信啊，主耶稣的应许啊，一定会实现。
We believe that the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ will definitely fulfill.
主耶稣曾经对门徒说啊，要把福音传到地极。
Jesus Christ once said to his disciple that you must spread the gospel to the end of the earth.
虽然我们现在的教会啊，在英国的奥卢井是靠近北极。
That nowadays,
Oregon.
The Oregon, our church in UK, Oregon Church in UK is near the North Pole.
阿根廷的布宜诺斯艾利斯教会是靠近南极。
And the church in Argentina is closer to the South Pole.
所以他们1月1号有一个献堂礼。
In January 1st, they have the church dedication.
献堂礼完以后啊，有一个礼拜要去地极之礼。
That after the dedication, they will spend a week to travel to the end of the world.
因为那很近啊，近地极。
Because they are very close.To the south,
但是现在我们已经那个点已经传到。
Now we have spread the gospel to those location to the point.
啊，然后跟由这个根据地呀、啊，啊在铺传在各地方。
And start from the base, we shall spread the gospel to all different regions and locations.
我们现在在美国有22间的教会跟祈祷所。
In United States, we have currently 22.Churches and prayer house of prayer.
十几年来的时候啊，我们大概有十间左右的会堂。
More than 10 years ago, when I first came to United States, we had about 10 churches.
现在我们已经加倍。
Now we have doubled.
啊，感谢神的带领。
Is really thankful for God's
guidance. 那在美国五十州里面，我们现在只有十个州有教会。
And out of the 50 states in the United States, we have church in 10 states.
所以我们要努力的目标还是相当远大。
Therefore, we still have a lot of targets and goals that we have to strive to reach.
我们常常觉得我们这一代的工人呢，就是把我们年轻一代把你们带上来。
Now we feel in our generation, our main mission is to cultivate the next generation.
把我们长辈给我们的一些真理、教会服事的精神传承给你们。
Now we must completely pass down all the teachings and the spirit of servitude that we receive from our previous generation.
将来教会的发展呢，就看到我们这一代。
And for the development of our church.Really depends on you.
所以我们教会将来要把福音传遍天下。
Our church will spread the gospel to the end of the world.
因为这是圣经里面的预言一定会应验。
Because this is the prophecies in the Bible, and you will definitely fulfill.
真道将来要传入犹大地。
That at the end, the gospel will be preached to the land of Judea.
按照撒迦利亚书里面预言。
According to the prophecy in the book of Zechariah.Zechariah.
以色列民因为他们拒绝了神的救恩，
the Jews had turned down the salvation of the Lord.
所以他们会受尽很多的灾难。
Therefore, they will suffer in pain.
那最后会在灾难当中大祸患当中悔改。
That in the great disaster and tribulation, they will all return and repent.
因为他们有三分之二会被剪除。
Because according to the prophecy, two-thirds will be cut off.
最后的三分之一会悔改信主得救。
And the remnant will all repent, return, and be saved.
他们一定会归入真教会。
They will all return to the true church.
因为真教会的福音最后会传到犹大地。
Because at the end, the truth will be spread to the land of Judea.
犹大人他们不接受基督教有三个原因。
There are three major reasons.That the Jews refuse to believe
in. 因为他们相信独一神，他们不相信三位一体。
They believe because first they believe in one true God. They do not believe in Trinity.
他们守安息日，他们不守星期日。
Also, they believe in Sabbath. They do not believe the worship on.
犹太人是重视神迹的。
And third, the Jews they emphasize on miracle and signs.
这一般的教会没有的，在真教会里面都有。
And all these things that's not found in most of the denomination, you can find them in the true church.
所以我们确信说将来他们一定会接受正道。
Therefore, rest assured that we know they will accept the truth at the end.
我们在读祷告文的时候说愿神的国降临。
When we recite the Lord's Prayer, we say, May your kingdom come.
所以这个教会就是神的国。
That the church is the kingdom of God.
所以要把神的国从撒旦的权下把它夺回来。
That God will take back his kingdom from the hand of Satan.
让人的心力夺回顺服基督。
That he will bring back the heart of man so that once again they can submit under God's
will. 让耶稣基督真正在我们心中作王。
So that Jesus Christ can reign as a king in our heart.
让耶稣基督在教会里面作王。
That Jesus Christ shall be the king in the church.
这就是神的国实现。
And this is the fulfillment of God's heavenly kingdom.
耶稣基督说要把这个国建设完成以后把它归还给神。
That Jesus Christ said when this kingdom is built completely, this kingdom will be dedicated to God.
所以启示录里面讲到这个神的国最后会建设完成。
In the book of Revelation, it said that at the end, this kingdom will be complete.
所以世界被毁掉以后神的国要进到新天新地里面被接回到天上去。
That when the world is destroyed, God, there will be a new heaven and earth, and God's kingdom will be taken back to the new heaven and earth.
所以我们所要努力的就是要维护我们教会优良的传统。
Therefore, what we should do, the most important task is to keep the truth in the church.
就是要努力求得上头的能力。
We must strive hard to pray for the power from above.
所以我们为什么在训练班当中一直强调要禁食祷告得能力。
And that's the reason we emphasize so much on fasting prayer during our training.
因为不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
Because is not by power or by might.
唯有靠着从上头来的能力，我们才能够把真道传开。
Only through the power that we receive from above that we can spread the gospel.
我们要运用各样的方法来传福音。
And we should also utilize all different methods to preach the gospel.
另外也要加强人才方面的训练。
And we also need to emphasize more on our manpower, the training for our manpower.
所以感谢主啊，我们现在在联合总会啊，把一些开拓区啊，圣工都分配给所有的各总会跟联络处。
Thanks the Lord. Nowadays we have regionalized the responsibility to each General Assembly.
比如说我们美国的教会是负责美洲地区啊，尤其是中美地区。
For example, for United,
中南美地区。
For United States, we also take on the responsibility for the for South America.
所以我们特别设立了中南美洲圣工的基金。
Now we have established a fund for the holy work in the Middle and South America.
然后我们每年都派了很多的梯次的传道人、长老、执事，还有义工啊，到中南美洲地区去帮助圣工。
Every year we send many different tiers of holy workers, pastors, deacons, and elders to help out their work.
啊，帮助他们灵恩会啦，啊，还有青年神学的训练呐。
To help out their theological training, also their spiritual convocation.
或者是帮助他们建堂的一些工作。
And also to be there and assist the construction project of their chapel.
我们也盼望说啊，能够不断的训练当地的人才。
And we also hope that we can keep on training for the local worker.
因为我们知道，像时代的教会是先犹太人。然后再传给希腊人。
As we know that in the apostolic time, they first preached to the Jews and then they preached to the Greek.
末世的真道啊，神借着东方的中国人兴起。
At the end time, the gospel, the true church was arise through the Chinese.
这有神的美意。
And this is God's will.
因为中国人占世界人口的四分之一。
Because Chinese has taken on the one fourth of the world population.
哎，并且普及在世界各个角落。
And they are everywhere in the world.
有一次我到南美洲，东南亚的一个很深山的地方啊，那里都有中国人。
Once I traveled to the Southeast Asia in the forest, I have found there are Chinese in there.
那所以神借着中国人，然后再传给其他的各种族。
That the gospel was preaching to Chinese first, and then spread to all other nations.
但是我们知道说啊，真理是一致的。
But as we know that the truth is in one accord.
但是语言、文化、思想、背景、观念往往都不太一样。
However, we do have our differences in terms of our culture, our language, and concept.
所以将来传福音一定是真理是一致。
Therefore, in the future, when we preach the gospel, the truth is the same.
但是有些做法上啊，有说因地制宜啊。
But there might be a different implementation of strategies and plans according to the need of each location.
所以我们要积极的栽培当地的人才。
Therefore, we must be more active to train local workers.
比如说传给白人，然后借着白人传给白人。
For example, we must preach to Caucasians and have the and through the Caucasians to preach to their to the
借着黑人传给黑人。
And also for the African American to preach to their own race.
这样来建立各种不一样的种族的教会。
By doing so, we can establish church for all different races.
当然，我们现在很多的地区啊，像印度、非洲啊，都是训练当地的很多的传道工人。
And of course, in many of our regions, such as Africa or Indonesia or India, we have trained many local workers.
哦，我们将来也是走这个方向。
And that's the direction that we are taking.
另外一个，我们要发起全民的宣教的运动。
And also, we have to mobilize all the believers to spread the gospel.
一方面为着福音的广传呐，积极的啊，做个人每一个人的宣道工作。
On one hand, we shall be more active, in personal evangelism.
在我们 个人的岗位上，我们的周围开始做传道的工作。
That in each of our posts, whatever we do, we can start spreading the gospel to the people near us.
每天呢，为世界宣道的工作拨出一点时间来祷告。
And every day, take out some of your time to pray for the world evangelism.
虽然这个已经从主耶稣那个时代祷告到现在，但是我们更要积极祷告，因为这个目标啊快要实现。
Although, the believers has been praying for the world evangelism since the time of Jesus Christ, but we need to put in more effort because this goal is about to.
所以我们每一个人啊，都要以祈祷传道为事。
Therefore, everyone must emphasize on preaching and prayer.
连总曾经发动啊，每人每一天一个小钱的奉献活动。
There was a project initiated by the International Assembly that everyone in every day with one copper coin.
虽然像寡妇的两个小钱呐、啊，但是对整个教会的工作啊，就能够积少成多啊，发挥一股很大的力量。
Although every day we only offer a little, just like the two copper coin of the widow, but once we accumulate.The prayer and the donation of everyone, it becomes a great power.
那我们在财务上啊，主要是支援一些啊啊传道工人的专属传道工人的生活费啦，还有他们的传道礼费。
And in terms of our finance, we mostly emphasize on supporting the full-time minister and also their traveling expense.
啊，还有一些传道工作啊，需要啊。属用的一些经费
，and also the funding that was required to for certain holy work。
比如说我们啊，在电脑网页的设置啊，还要一些工人来维护，这也是一笔经费。
For example, the setup of our internet website that also requires some manpower for maintenance.
啊，我们必须要很多人从事文宣方面的工作。
And many people are required to help out the literary ministry.
我们要有各样的传单、小册啊，圣经的注解。
We need all kind of flyers, publications, brochures about our truth.
所以我们现在虽然中文的资料比较局限。
At this point, we have more information in our Chinese literature.
那其他的语文啊，它都是还很缺乏。
But we are still.Very short of materials in other language.
所以我们也需要说啊，在英文方面呢、啊，因为英文是我们美国总会负责。
USGA is in charge of the English literature.
还有其他英语系国家的总会来协助。
And also we will be assisted by other general assemblies that's using the same language.
所以我们盼望说啊，能够出版各样的啊。读经的，或者是宣传的，还有圣经注解的各样的书刊。
And we hope one day we can publish all the brochures, literatures, explanation of the Bibles for our members.
所以我们一方面要聘请一些啊专职的人员呐、啊，
他们可以写作或者是翻译。In one hand, we might need to hire some professionals, church members, to either write or to interpret.
当然也有很多的义工啊，利用他们业余的时间啊，帮忙我们写作跟翻译的工作。
And also, we have many volunteers use their spare time to help us.
因为这样可以帮助我们呢、啊，在文组工作仍然没有去的地方啊，这个文宣品呢、啊、就可以先到那个地方去。
So that too many locations that we have not yet reached, we can send our church information first.
好像沙巴教会就是一本圣灵报开始。
For example, the church in Sabah start with one Holy Spirit monthly.
有一个新加坡的青年啊，把一本圣灵报寄到沙巴雅比。
That one of our church members mailed our publication to Sabah.
那这个他就把它寄到三打根呐，给他的朋友。
Then this person who received the publication sent mail again to one of his friend.
那这个。姓李的一个先生啊，来看了以后啊，觉得说，哇，这个道理这么好。
And the person who received the publication read through the publication and realized how wonderful this teaching is.
所以坐船三天跑到新加坡去。
So he spent 3 days on the boat to Singapore.
去找那个青年温约翰呢、啊，跟他谈道理。
To find this youth who mailed the publication and discuss the truth with him.
而且我在那边呢、啊，得圣灵回去。
And this person received Holy Spirit in Singapore and returned.
从三岛天开始啊，一直传道里啊，现在已经八十几天了。
And start from his hometown, he start to spread the gospel. Until today, there are more than 80 churches.
我们说、啊，菲律宾的教会也是一样。
As we know, the church in Philippines is the same.
是一个五旬节系统教会的神学生。
He was from a theological student from the Pentecostal church.
他在学校里面的那个图书馆地上。
That on the floor in his life in his school on in the library.
看到一包东西啊。
On the floor, he found a package.
哎，放久了都已经有灰尘了。
That the package was sitting on the floor for a long time, covered with dust.
他就把它打开来看。
So he unwrapped the package.
那是我们新加坡啊文组中心所寄过去的啊生命之道
it was,
小册子。
It was a flyer, a brochure called the Truth of Life, mailed by the church in Singapore.
看了以后啊，他就用那个讲道。
And after he read the letter, after he read the brochure, he used that for his sermon.
写信到新加坡说，我们教会要改真耶稣教会了。
And then he also wrote a letter to Singapore Church, say now we want to change our name to True Jesus Church.
教会说、啊、慢一点，慢一点。
And our church told them to hold on.
然后我们就派人过去跟他谈道理，帮他洗礼，然后教会建设起来。
That we sent workers to Philippines and we teach them the truth and help them to establish their church.
所以我们宣道的管道很多。
There are many channels for evangelism.
我们求主能够带领啊，我们每一个青年都能够投入这个。侍奉的管道里面。
And we pray for the help of the Lord that all the youth can devote into this holy work.
那最后我们能够为世界宣道做什么
？Lastly, what can I do for world evangelism?
保罗蒙主耶稣显召的时候，问主耶稣两个问题。
When Apostle Paul was called by Jesus Christ, he asked Jesus two questions.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
The first question he asked.Lord, who are you? Who are you?
主耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the voice replied, "I am Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have persecuted."
他本来说，怎么可以另外传一个神呢、啊？所以逼迫教会。
At first, he feared, "How can the Jews preach another God?" That's the reason he persecuted the church.
后来耶稣启示他，让他明白。
But Jesus Christ inspired him, enlightened him, so he can understand.
原来耶稣基督就是那位神为着救人来到世界上。
Jesus Christ is the God that he believed, whom come into the world in flesh.
所以当他认识了以后啊，他就说：“主啊，那我该做什么？”
After he acknowledged Jesus, the second question he asked, "What should I do for you?"
主耶稣说：“你进到城里面去。”
Jesus asked him to enter into the city.
有人会把你当做的事情告诉你。
And someone will come and tell you what you need to do.
主耶稣叫一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚去为他按手。
Jesus Christ commanded a disciple, a member called Ananias, to lay hand on him.
亚拿尼亚说：“我不敢去啊，那个人凶得要命。”
And Ananias said, "I would not go. I dare not to go because this person is very cruel."
主耶稣说：“你主管去，因为他是我拣选的器皿。”
But Jesus Christ said, "Just go, because this person is a vessel that I chose."
我要借着他把福音传开。
That through this person, gospel shall be spread.
那最后来，保罗认识自己的使命。
Later on, Apostle Paul recognized his own mission.
他为着传福音啊，受苦受患难。
For the sake of gospel, he was suffered a lot.
常常被鞭打下监呐、啊。
He was flogged, beaten, and put in prison.
最后甚至为主殉道。
At the end, he martyred for Christ.
当他要去耶路撒冷的时候
，before he entered to the city of Jerusalem,
有人说、啊、你现在去呀、啊，会被人家把你捆绑。
That someone prophesied that if you go right now, you will be bound.
很多人就劝他说：“你不要去了。”
Therefore, many people told him not to go.
有的人哭得很伤心啊。
Many people wept for him.
保罗说：“你们为什么这样让我心碎呢？”
And Apostle Paul said, "Why do you do this to break my heart?"
为着完成主耶稣托付给我的使命。
In order to complete the commission that Lord Jesus Christ entrusted to me.
啊，不只是受捆绑。
Not only if I were, I would be bonded.
主就是为主伤掉生命，我都在所不惜。
Even to the point of give up my life for Christ, I will not hesitate.
啊，主要完成主耶稣托付给我的使命。
As long as I can complete the mission that's entrusted to me.
所以我们现在也同样要问两个问题。
Today we also need to ask ourselves two questions.
我们到底所信的是什么？
Who is this God that we believe?
我们要为主做什么？
And also the second question is, what do we need to do for Christ?
要是神感动我们，我们可以做一个专职的传道人。
If God moves us, we can dedicate ourselves as a full-time minister.
然后或者是全时间的奉献。
Or we can completely offer our time.
我们盼望我们大家不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And hopefully we will not quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是最有意义、最有价值的工作。
For this is the most valuable and most cherished work.
做一个人的灵魂啊，胜过全世界的财富。
Because saving one's soul is more valuable than all the treasures in the world.
你就是救了一个人啊，就赚了全世界了。
That to save one person, you have earned more.It's more than earning the whole world.
我们不要以为说你当传道好像都苦哈哈的。
Don't feel that it's so bitter and so sad to become a minister.
保罗说啊，好像是受苦的，但是是啊，是带给很多人恩典的。
The Apostle Paul said, "It seems that we suffer, but we bring grace to many."
是不是一无所有，却是样样都有的
？It seems that we lack of that we have nothing.But indeed, we have everything.
是不是贫穷是带给很多人富足的
？It might seem that we are poor, but we bring fullness to many.
因为神要借着你成为万民呐、啊、得福气的一种管道。
Because through you, God will make you a channel to bless all nations.
主耶稣对彼得跟安德烈说啊，你们来跟从我。
Jesus Christ said to Peter and Andrew, "Come, follow me."
我让你们得人如鱼。
That I shall make you a fishers of men.
后来彼得跟随主一段时间以后
，After Peter followed Jesus for a period of time,
主啊，我们已经背下所有，我们来跟随你。
Peter asked, "Lord, we have given up everything to follow you."
啊，那我们要得什么
？What can we receive?
耶稣说啊，今生得百倍。
Jesus Christ said, "In this life, you shall receive hundredfold."
来世得永生。
In the future, you shall receive eternal life.
所以神对他的工人都会特别去看顾，看顾他跟他的家人。
God will surely watches over his workers and their family.
啊，这是恩典福气啊，不是其他人所能够领会得到的。
And the blessing and the grace is cannot be comprehended by others.
我们同工在谈啊，真的，我们领受很多很多神的恩典。我们。有时候觉得很不配啊。
Sometimes, among the holy workers, we will discuss, we will share the grace that we receive, and we feel so unworthy.
虽然我们所做的工作都相当微小，非常有限。
Although the work that we did are so minute and so insignificant.
但是神的恩典啊，实在太多太大了。
But God's grace is so abundant.
真是超过我们所求所想的。
It's beyond our comprehension.
盼望我们大家都能够重视这个宝贵的福分。
And hopefully we can deem this work as a meaningful and valuable.
摩西啊，在王宫里面长大。
Moses grew up in the palace.
圣经里面说他因着信长大了。
The Bible said that he grew out of faith.
所以他现在不做法老女儿的儿子了。
Out of faith, he no longer call himself.The son of the daughter of
the Pharaoh. 他不愿意住在王宫了。
And he shall no longer desire to live in the palace.
所以他不愿意享受那个最终之乐。
Because he was unwilling to indulge himself in the pleasure.
因为他知道他自己是犹太人呢。
He knew that he is a Jew.
因为他本来是要死掉的，神把他的生命留下来。
He was supposed to die, but God preserved his life.
啊，所以他知道神给他的使命。
So he understood.The commission that got in trouble.
所以呢，离开王宫不怕王怒。
That's why he depart from the palace, fear not the wrath of the king.
啊，靠着神的能力啊，跟法老王争取，把全民带出埃及。
Through the power of God, he fight with Pharaoh and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以，因为他已经看到了那个人没有看到的未来的赏赐。
For he has perceived the future rewards that man cannot see.
所以他知道说，为基督受的凌辱啊，比什么都宝贵。
That he understood to suffer for Christ is precious than anything else.
所以他可以承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
That's why he was qualified to receive the most abundant and the most glorious grace from the Lord.
我们每一个人啊，都有这样的福分啊，来享受这样的荣耀。
And hopefully every one of us are qualified to receive such a grace.
我们一起默祷。
Pray in silence.